subscribe to Kentucky Crazies on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and at Kentucky Crazies on Twitter. You can call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287.
From the friendly confines of the KentuckyCrazies.com studios, located in the heart of the Big Blue Planet.
Listen up.
It's time to talk all things Kentucky Crazy.
Listen up.
Your hosts, listen Mike up. Hicks and Aaron Newton.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.
All right, Kentucky Crazies, podcast 44. We got a special guest calling in today, Jerry Meyer from 247 Sports. It's at Jerry Meyer 247 on Twitter. He's going to answer some questions and talk a little about all the drama that's going on with the continuing FBI probe. We'll be right back.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
Okay, this is Mike Hicks, of course, the voice not built for radio. To my left, we've got KY Crazy Aaron. And on the phone, we've got Jerry Meyer at Jerry Meyer 247, who was kind enough to call in today to talk to us a little bit about the ongoing drama with the FBI probe. Jerry, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
First of all, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself before we get going here?
Yeah, Director of Basketball Scouting for 247 Sports. And started out in the business with Rivals.com, and then when Shannon Terry, the CEO, he sold the company, then he started 247 Sports. I came over there to sort of head up the basketball recruiting side of things.
Did you have any idea that this news was going to break when it did, before it did?
No. I don't think anyone knew.
Yeah.
So I certainly did not. I haven't heard anyone claim that they did. The FBI did an unbelievable job keeping it quiet. I think people in the industry not shocked at the accusations and what was going on, but wow, shocked that the FBI was involved.
Yeah.
I think that's the big awakening here, is that me included, and I would think all the coaches, you just thought you got in trouble with the NCAA. You might lose your job. I don't think anyone was thinking in the terms of this is criminal. I could be indicted. I could even maybe go to jail. So it makes sense now that I think about it. Yeah, these are illegal activities. But, you know, I guess we were naive. No one was really thinking like that. I don't think any of these coaches were.
You mentioned
maybe the Chuck Person case is a little more extreme than the others. So to wrap it up, I think this is an awakening. I think it's a cataclysmic event, and it could just be the tip of the iceberg. We don't know, even if there isn't much more that comes out of it. I think coaches are going to be a lot less likely to engage in cheating because of this, you know, this situation.
You had mentioned going to jail. How many have actually been arrested as of now?
Unless something changed in the last few minutes, you know, four assistant coaches were arrested.
Yeah.
So you got two employees of Nike, like high up guy. Adidas, high up guys with Adidas, director for an AU team. You know, there are a lot of people implicated in it who may not face criminal charges, but they've lost their job. I mean, the basketball operations guy at Alabama has already resigned. You know, there's an assistant coach in Louisville and at Miami. So there's a lot left to be done. I mean, but the fact is, some of these coaches that were arrested, I mean, they're looking at a lot of jail time if they don't cooperate.
Yeah,
I think that's what's going to happen. You know, at the end of the day, if they go to jail, any of them, I doubt it's going to be an extremely long amount, but they're going to turn state's evidence, and there's no telling how many other people could go down because of this.
You mentioned how, like, there's breaking news almost every minute. We learned just today, CBS, Yahoo, and the Wall Street Journal, they are actually reporting that Coach 2 is a strong probability of being Rick Pitino. So that's even some more breaking news. What are your thoughts on that piece of information?
He was fired either way. Pitino's done, whether they figured that out or not.
What would that?
Yeah, it's going to make it a lot tougher for him to spin it and make himself look like a victim.
How do you think that's going to affect how the NCAA sees it, if in fact it proves to be that Coach 2 was
like,
Rick Pitino?
Yeah, like what they do to Louisville?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah, yeah. That could certainly make the NCAA come down harder on them because it's not like some rogue assistant coach did something. This started at the top with your head basketball coach.
Do you think
that is a good point? It could definitely make the penalties more severe.
Do you think it could potentially be the death penalty?
Do you think the death penalty will come
in? I don't know. I don't know the details on any of that, so I don't know. I mean, I've heard people mention it in reports. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to take, and I have no idea.
To me, it would be.
I tend to guess no, because I think the NCAA wants Louisville playing basketball, but possibly. I just don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be very hard for NCAA to do that to a school like Louisville. I believe if it's a lesser school, then it would be more likely, but not a staple.
I would think so. I would tend. Yeah, I mean, this is all about money, you know. And NCAA likes to make it, and Louisville likes to make it, Kentucky likes to make it. We all like to make it. And when you get huge sums of money, and then you're dealing with recruiting kids, you know, potential talent, you're going to have corruption.
You know, we focus a lot on this show, of course, on, you know, the Kentucky-Louisville angle. These other schools have been affected as well. Let's talk about these kids that have committed, whether they're going to be the ones that were involved directly or not. What happens to these kids when these schools get in trouble? You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, usually they suffer. They don't get to play in the tournament or, you know, whatever else.
Well, what about specifically the recruits?
You're talking about the kids who aren't directly involved, right?
Well, maybe about the recruits that have already committed for the future. I know the boy.
They decommit. Let's go to a different school.
But we haven't heard much about that as of now, other than the Montgomery, I believe he was, from Auburn, and the two recently here at Louisville. How's this going to affect the Arizonas?
I'm sorry, what?
Like Arizona, how is this going to affect a school like them?
Well, I don't know.
And we haven't heard anything from that side of the country.
I just don't know. It's affecting them already in that, you know, I think Nasir Little, who played for that AAU program where the director got arrested, I mean, I think he was going to go to Arizona. And it's going to be a lot harder for him to go to Arizona now. Because of this, he still may end up. I mean, it just puts these schools, it puts them in a limbo situation recruiting, because it's very doubtful a kid's going to stick to his commitment or a kid's going to commit when there's such uncertainty. And they don't know what's going to happen with the coaching staff. They don't know about potential sanctions. It's tough. Now, on the flip side, Louisville had the escort stripper scandal, and Pitino followed up with two of his best recruiting classes he's ever had. So, it's kind of hard to predict. If a kid thinks and a family thinks the head coach is going to be there, and they like that head coach, and they trust and believe in that head coach, they can overlook a whole lot of stuff.
And of course, now we're dealing with the Nike angle that we have no idea where that's going to go. This is such a unraveling mess that I don't think any of us can predict.
This could be the tip of the iceberg, the very beginning.
We were wondering earlier how this might affect the Big Baller brand with LeVar Ball.
Well, I don't think it does. I think it's probably only helps them. But yeah, it's kind of been a joke on the internet. Big Baller brand might be the only brand left standing after all this. He might need to start up his own AU league.
Big Baller brand and Skechers, they'll all of a sudden be the big shoe companies.
That's funny. Who knows? I mean, that's another thing. We have not. There is such an uncertain future right now.
Hey,
there's no idea what my travels are going to be this spring and summer. You know, will there even be a Nike EYBL? How is this going to affect recruiting? It's just we're going into the great unknown right now.
Absolutely. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate you calling in. Hope we can do this again soon. As more news develops.
All right, enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, we know you're a busy man right now.
Yeah, so we thank you again.
Oh, yeah. I've been on the phone all day.
All right. Hey, enjoy the travels. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about all the information that's out there right now. Come right back.
KentuckyCrazies.com.
Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
Call anytime, 859-780-2287, CATS. And, of course, on Twitter, at Kentucky Crazies, and at KY Crazy Aaron. We want to thank at Jerry Meyer 24/7 for calling in, Director of Basketball Operations.
Yeah,
scouting. Scouting.
Like we said, we know he's very busy. He was on an interview when we tried to call him the first time, and I'm sure he's on one right now after we were finished. So
yeah, we'll be calling him back, talking to him about future recruits that are coming to Kentucky or potentially coming to Kentucky. And sometimes those phone interviews or conversations are a little bit difficult because you can't look at each other, so you don't know when you're done with the thought. But that was great having him on, and we learned a lot, and also. I think the biggest takeaway is that this is an unending saga that just keeps going.
And when, like he said, and we actually mentioned it last night, that it's just tip of the iceberg. We don't know where it's going to end.
Well, yesterday when I was reading through the report, the part about Coach 2 really jumped out at me, and I don't know why I didn't bring it up last night. I just totally forgot. But if you read the report, It basically quotes Coach 2. It quotes Coach 1 as referring to Coach 2 as having the biggest blank at Adidas. Well, if we know what school we're talking about, there's no bigger person.
Because I believe
then the head coach
is Louisville the biggest Adidas school. Are they the?
Yeah, they have the biggest contracts and all that. So we're talking about the biggest school, and we already know what school we're talking about. Who else could it be but him? And then there's also a quote actually from Coach 2 where he's talking about the money being funneled. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I read it yesterday, forgot to talk about it on the last podcast, but now, of course, CBS, Yahoo, Wall Street Journal are reporting that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out it's Coach Pitino.
And I seen some Twitter action today about Pitino when he lost Blakeney to LSU. In the comments he made then, you remember then he made a big fuss about losing him to a Nike. I don't know what LSU is, but it wasn't an Adidas school that Louisville was, and he had been to these Adidas.
I'm glad you brought that up because guess what? He lost him to Katina Powell as well because he was one of the kids that was referenced in her book. And or in that situation, I don't know if he was actually in the book, but he was one of the players. They lost him, even though he was one of the recruits with the situation there. And then he's blamed on the shoe companies, and he turns around and does it.
And one of the comments that I read today that Pitino had made was, "We are lining our pockets with their money referring to Adidas, and they still lost this kid. You know, hindsight's 20/20. You know, if you know now what we wish we knew then.
I've often said, you know, if you talk to somebody and they say, I'm not the kind of person that, and whatever it is that they say, that's usually exactly the type of person. Rick has a way of always kind of just saying what he's doing, you know, mm-hmm. and denies it later, but he subconsciously, there it is. He spits it right out, you know. So it's
You know, and last night you mentioned the Coach 2 thing, which I hadn't even read that part of it. I was I've been busy with life. But, you know, we mentioned last night that apparently something bigger was coming from Louisville because they were the only team that has made these big steps of actually firing the AD and firing the coach. So it seemed like they knew something else was coming. Well, they knew who Coach 2 was. Coach Tutino.
Yeah, Coach Tutino. We've got a T-shirt out there you can buy. Coach Tutino. You can find it on our Teespring page. But that's something that, if that is proven to be actual 100%, which it looks 99% right mm-hmm. now, then I think it's, well, I'm going to argue that if they are truly turning the page, if they're trying to turn the page, I still think the death penalty is a probability.
It, you know, in theory it should be, but again, it's Louisville and it's a big cash cow for the NCAA, and I don't see it happening.
I know you and Jerry both mentioned that, and I respect y'all's opinions, but I'm gonna go on this podcast right now just to say I'm gonna go death penalty. We'll see what happens.
North Carolina just won the national championship after 20 years of academic fraud.
I know.
And they make a lot of money for the NCAA.
I want to be validated here.
I hope you're right.
I want them to hand the hammer to me as I nail it in the coffin. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna keep this one short today, unless you got anything.
No, I'm anxious to read Twitter a little bit more and find out what's happened since we've been on the air.
Yeah, we may shut this off and have to do podcast 45 or whatever the next one is. Okay, so
thanks again to Jerry. That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. If you're listening to this, we appreciate it. Hope to do it again sometime soon. And we're going to get off here for now. And still, go Cats. Till the next time, stay crazy, Kentucky.
Follow us on Twitter at Kentucky Crazies. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Kentucky Crazies. KentuckyCrazies.com. Listen up. You people are crazy. And this is all a part of my city.